You're listening to the Let's Talk Startups podcast, hosted by myself, Demos, and my co-founder, Nergis.
This show brings you the most inspiring, hardworking, and passionate founders we could find, working on some incredible startups and sharing their insights and knowledge exclusively with you.
Today, we're delighted to welcome the co-founder of Startup to Stand Up, Ollie Austin. You'll be familiar with this peer-to-peer community as they're our proud sponsors of our podcast and startup community. And we love working with them to extend the startup conversation and support more and more founders.
We're chatting with Ollie about loneliness today. It's a big problem for so many founders and something that's very close to Ollie's heart. After all, it's the number one reason he started Startup to Stand Up in the first place. So sit back and enjoy the conversation.
Ollie, a very warm welcome to you to the podcast. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
All good, thank you. Very, very good. And thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. And it's great to finally celebrate our partnership and our sponsorship of you guys, because I think you're doing a lot for the founders community. You really are. You can see your heart's in the right place, and they're the type of people we want to have a union with. I think a strong alliance with you guys is perfect for us, because you're allowing our members, we're all founders, come on and have a profile, have a platform, and it's important.
What a beautiful introduction. And yeah, we are also very, very proud to have you as our sponsor, because there's a shared mission there, isn't there, to sort of support the startup community, do more for founders, and give them a voice. So yeah, very, very proud to have you and the community with us. So I wanted to open up, Ollie, and ask you to really tell the listeners, because we already know, but perhaps you can tell us how the Startup to Stand Up community can help founders that are specifically suffering with loneliness, which, as we know, is a massive problem. But what is your community specifically doing to help that?
Well, when we first thought about setting up Startup to Stand Up, we had no idea what we was going to call it. And a lot of people have a sort of impression that we are there just for newly formed startups, which we are, but we're there for all founders. It was started with me, Harry Wyndham, and Gary Jackson. Each of us are exit founders, and we know how tough and hard it is. It is hard, and we spoke very candidly and openly with each other about the hurdles, the trials and tribulations founders face. And it doesn't get any easier. It doesn't. I speak, on average, Nergis, to between probably 90 to 110 different founders every month. And I love it. You know, I get to know some super people. And something that comes out of it is how isolated a lot of them feel. They're not part of a community where they cannot talk openly and honestly in a secure environment about what is affecting them. It could be an opportunity. It could be an issue, could be a hurdle, or whatever it is. You know, there's a lot on funding at the moment, which we talk about a lot in our weekly surgery sessions. And all we want is for our founders to have that support, that peer-to-peer support, where they can talk to others in the same boat or others who have done it before them, so they can have sort of comfort in that. You know, I've always been since I got involved in peer-to-peer business groups, I think they're the best for founders and business leaders. I really do.
And peer-to-peer community sort of versus, you know, if you're struggling, maybe people consider getting a mentor or something, you know, a bit more one-to-one type of thing. So what are your thoughts about peer-to-peer community? Why is that so important?
Because you get a better balanced, measured and more comprehensive view. If you've got a specific problem, it could be to do with credit control, or could have something to do with breaking into a new market or marketing or whatever the issue is. In a peer-to-peer community, you can go in there and get lots of views from people who are in, you know, other founders. if you bring in a super duper advisor or consultant, you're only getting their view. And sometimes, not all the time, sometimes their view might be slightly biased because they want to continue working with you on an expensive day rate. And there may be an ulterior motive, maybe not, but it depends on obviously the engagement and the. But I think I really do truly believe that founders learn from other founders.
Totally. Yeah, totally. I mean, to be honest, that's the reason we started the podcast as well, as our listeners will know, of that sharing mindset. You know, how do founders learn from other founders? Where is that place that they're going to be inspired, to kind of listen to a story and say, oh, do you know what? That actually sounds like the journey I'm on right now, or something that I've been on that I found a solution. Well, let me share that with someone else. What you guys are doing with Startup to Stand Up is the same thing, right? That sharing of knowledge, that sharing your highs and your lows, solutions, right? In a very safe environment.
Well, I'll give you a good example of that. We had a member who's been with us probably about 18 months. And I would say the initial 6 months, they were very, very quiet. They were almost in every meeting. They were there every week. They didn't say much. They were very civil and everything else. They got involved in the WhatsApp groups and the Slack groups. And then one day they contacted me and he said, I get so much from this. Before, I've never had a group like this so supportive. I've been part of other sort of networking business groups and stuff like that, but not one that I can listen. I learn every week. This is what he said. He said, I learn every week, and it's fantastic. Listening to other people raising their issues, talking about opportunities, talking about even the latest tech or marketing trend. I go away, there's so many takeaways. I can go away and implement these things. And before, you know, I'm lucky that I've got a good co-founder, but there's only so far we can go together. So this is awesome. And I often think, you know, the people who don't regularly talk, are they getting things? But they are. Everyone gets something from it. And I think that's testament to the community, mainly the community. It's nothing without the members. And if we can make that road to success quicker and smoother for them, because it is hard, it's full of hazards and potholes along the way, it will be a fantastic thing. It really will be. And that's what we're about.
I mean, Ollie, I've been to a session as well. Noki's been to a few, and yeah, absolutely credit to you guys. The community you're building there is fantastic, and it's why we're so proud to be sort of partnered with you as well. What about founders who can't be, for some reason, they can't be part of a community? Maybe it's monetary, maybe it's time. What would you say to be able to try and help them?
I remember the first time I was invited into a peer-to-peer group. And my first experience was with Vistage, and very different to what we got at Startup to Stand Up, because Vistage has got a mix of corporate and founders. I learned a lot from that experience. Now, when I first went in for the first couple of sessions, Harry, my chairperson, said, what do you think, Ollie? And at the time, I said, I haven't got time for this. I'm running a business. We've got lots of staff. We've got lots of things going on, lots of projects. There's no time. There's no time for this. I can't come here once a month and spend all day. Although it seems brilliant and there's some wonderful people in our group. And he said something that always stuck with me. He said, if you can't find a time once a month or once a week to work on the business, not work in the business. You're doing something wrong. And he was absolutely spot on. And from that, that's where I went on and it basically, I think, saved my life being part of Vistage. It really did. Because I met some wonderful people. I learned lots of new skills and different things. And I think it is that knowledge, but that knowledge sharing with people who are really, really wanting to learn and develop themselves as excellent founders and entrepreneurs and business leaders. That's the difference. You know, it's how much they want to develop themselves and their business, because you can find that time. You can, you know, and we're just an hour a week on a Wednesday morning and soon to be a Tuesday night. So we make it very flexible for our members to be able to attend.
Is there anything as well that, I mean, if you could share a story like that with somebody, then, you know, that might encourage them. But is there anything, do you think there's anything that we need to change in founders' mindsets when it comes to things like talking about stuff and ultimately becoming less lonely with some of this stuff?
Well, it's a good question, Demos, because we've been deluged recently with lots of American founders. And for some reason, the American founders I've been speaking to, not in all cases, they get this very quickly. They understand what we're doing and they love it. They love the you know, joining a group of other tech founders or you know, people in different sectors to them where they can talk openly and honestly about their business. And I don't know what it is in the UK. Sometimes there's a little bit more reserved. There's, you know, quite a little bit of there's some cynics until they come along. And that's why we say, be a guest at 2 meetings. Come in and see for yourself. And that's when they see what we do. That's where, you know, I can really talk about this all day long. And I say, I don't want to bore you with this. I really don't want to bore you. Come in, test drive it, see what you think. And then they have the experience and they go, well, you know, in the main, most people say, this is for me because I am serious about my business.
Why do you think the US is well received so much from the US, would you say?
I haven't got the answer to that just yet. But I'm determined to get there and have the answer to that one day. It probably is a culture, you know, culture could be a whole range of different things. I also believe that this format of peer-to-peer is bigger over there. It's probably sort of more widely known and sort of encouraged. We'll get to the bottom of that, Demos.
I'm sure you will.
Stay tuned, right? Ollie, I want to get sort of your thoughts, getting back to loneliness specifically. So, you know, you've got multiple founders in your team. Demos and I, we're a co-founding team as well. Do you think that having a co-founder or more, is that the best solution for loneliness?
Very much depends on the co-founder. It depends on lots and lots of factors, I think. But the way I see it is a limit to what you and a decent co-founder can know. There's a limit to the amount of introductions and part, you know, like we met you guys and we developed a good working relationship and partnership with you. And that's been through this vehicle. So it isn't loneliness in the sort of obvious sense. It's loneliness in, do you want to build your network? Our network's important. And it is about the part, you know, something that we underestimated, and we massively underestimated this, is the amount of collaborations that are being built between Startup to Stand Up members in many different shapes and forms. We should have expected it. It's to be encouraged, particularly if great things are coming out of that for the members. But that wouldn't, these things wouldn't come up, these opportunities wouldn't appear if they took the decision to join. So it's not that loneliness in how we see loneliness. It's removing the barriers and having a trusted network that you can build relationships with and so forth. So
yeah, I think that's an interesting point.
Yeah, I would encourage any founders on this call, listen to this call, just come in, contact us, come in and be our guest and see for yourself. And we've got such a wonderful community.
You absolutely have. And that's an interesting point you raise then, because I think ordinarily you think of loneliness as a founder, your mind immediately goes to solopreneur, you know, they're just a one-man band sort of thing, you know, physically isolated. But actually, it's the loneliness of the knowledge, the gap that's there, or particularly if you've got people joining your community who are hungry, they're ready, they are serious about their business, then looking for places to kind of fill in those gaps, right? I mean, you and your co-founders, you've launched multiple businesses. You're clearly experienced professionals, right? Do you still get lonely? Do you get moments of sort of like you got a gap in your knowledge and, you know, looking for places to fill it?
That's a great question, Nergis. I would, but I've been fortunate to see the value in these peer-to-peer communities. And I'll be sitting there one day, I'm thinking, I had this thing this morning, good example of this. I'm thinking, who's particularly strong in sort of media, doing lots of sort of video work? And I thought, well, I counted about 15 people who I've either met through Startup to Stand Up and Vistage over the years, and I sent them emails, this new tech media program that's coming out. Right there is you know, if hadn't been part of any of this, you know, you'd be looking on LinkedIn, doing colding, you know, cold outreaches and God knows what else. It's tough.
It's tough. Yeah.
It's tough. And that's the isolation bit. You know, we all know what we know, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
But trusted networks can really make the difference. You know, there's a big issue at the moment, for instance, with funding. A lot of founders are struggling and finding it tough. And being able to come in every week and talk about funding and maybe meeting one or two other individuals who can give them a warm introduction to an angel or a VC is really important.
Yeah, it's gold dust in the current climate, that's for sure, isn't it? Let's be honest. Ollie, Nergis mentioned, I mean, you're an experienced entrepreneur, and I mean, what would you, given your experiences with these peer-to-peer communities and stuff, and just in general, I guess, building startups, what would you want to see changes in our startup ecosystem that can sort of help with a lot of this stuff?
I think there's more work that the authorities can do, the governments. You know, we've got some great tax schemes in place. I think there could be more of that, particularly with, you know, SEIS and EIS, to attract talent here to the UK in various ways that can be done. I know there's a drive at the moment with fintech, and it has been for a number of years, but how real is that?
Mm.
Yeah. Is it just talk, or is it happening? You know, I'd love to hope that there's some substance behind it. and it continues. I think a founder's life is hard. And I think even, you know, we had a conversation recently about getting paid and getting paid within time. And there is a lot of government support for small businesses, SMEs, on all of this, but it's knowledge and time. So we were able to pinpoint legislation, or, you know, under the SME charter that some of our members can use and quote. But what's the alternative? You know, they have an aging debt that's become a problem, and they might have to go to the sort of legal channels to recover. And it becomes an issue not only for recovering that money, but it creates an issue with the business relationship with the client. So there's so much more to be done to assist founders. You know, and we watch. There's some great people out there who champion our cause, but there's more to be done.
Yeah, definitely more to be done for everybody, you know, really, anyone that can help in this space for sure. So just going back to the loneliness topic then, after all, this episode is mainly focused about that. I mean, other than joining your fantastic community, which we're going to plug at the end as well anyway, as a founder yourself, have you got a few other tips to help with loneliness that you maybe have done yourself or heard from others that really does help?
Well, it'd be the obviously, the one of the characteristics of most successful founders, and that's been well broadcast and published over the years. I think personally, as a founder, you need to be willing to be considerate, be grateful that why you've been given this opportunity, and to help others. And maybe contribute. So if there is a local business club, or, you know, go along and think, it's not all what I can take from this. It's what we can share and contribute. A lot of founders, and we see it from top very, very time to time, and I see evidence of this. What's in it for me? That type of attitude. And we don't want people, essentially like that, because it's about taking and giving, and I think that's very, very important. There has to be a balance. We're very fortunate we've started to stand up that we've got wonderful members, and they got that in their head. They're willing to help as much as maybe look at opportunities as well for them. Which wouldn't necessarily come up without being part of the community.
Yeah, and they really do give a lot. I remember the first time that Nergis went to the first session, and she said to me, "Wow, everybody's so forthcoming. They giving so much help and information to people." And I completely agree with you, Ollie. I mean, giving and sharing stuff is insight is helping you in an indirect way as well, isn't it? At the end of the day,
what I would like to just. If you could allow me, these meetings we do are the regular meetings. Very, very, a lot of work goes into choosing the host. And we've got a fantastic host on a Wednesday morning in Gareth Hawkins. Not much he doesn't know about the startup space and the founder ecosystem. He's willing to give as well. Great character.
He is, yeah.
Lovely man. We've also chose, I think, very carefully with Matt Moa, who's going to head up and host our evening group every Tuesday, which is soon to be launched on, I think it's the 20th of June, Tuesday evening. Going to have a few American founders in join that group because of the time zones and what have you. But it's about them understanding, the host understanding that it's not their show. It's not the Ed Sullivan show or the Terry Wogan show. It is definitely all about the community. It's about the audience and We're very fortunate. We've got two wonderful people who understand that and help and encourage and everyone to you know, to talk and come out and share.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. Ollie, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to either come to the meetings or chat with you, but even more of a privilege to be able to kind of take what you know and share it with our listeners as well. So thank you so much for all the insights.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you on today.
It's been wonderful. And keep up the good work. You're doing some great work here. And
thank you.
It's wonderful to be able to be on here today and talk to your audience.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ollie. Yeah, we really do appreciate all of your insight today. And thanks everybody who's listening. Please go and check out the Stand Up to Startup community. Get in touch with us or Ollie to gain exclusive free access to their weekly meetings and guest speaker sessions, both of which offer, as you've heard from Ollie, some enormous value to founders. We hope you enjoyed this conversation today. Please share this with your network and enjoy all the startup content that we have for you in our newsletters, our socials, our websites, and more. So till the next time, take care and bye for now.